huge rolls of twine. Mm-hmm. As soon as it has picked up enough of a bell, it's pushed off, it pushes itself off, it's automatic. Then somebody comes along with a truck, and some people have hay lifters.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And, you know, that's done automatically, and but most of them picks it up by hand and hauls it to the barn.
Okay. What would you call the place where you keep your cows? The place where you keep your cows?
Oh, the barn.
Okay, if you had horses, would you have a different place for them?
No, you keep those in a... Well, you could keep them in a different barn from the cows if you had a lot of them. Okay. But one, they usually stay just for the cows.
Okay. What about a place where the cows were staked or penned for milking? Do you have a term for that?
No, just a stall.
Okay.
But we don't...
You don't have any.
We often the cows, the beef cattle.
Right. What about an enclosure for the pigs? What'd you call that?
Now they're called hog parlors. Pen.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a different name for them?
Pardon?
Did you call them something different?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. You've talked about your father being. Wasn't your father being involved in the dairy for a while?
Uh-huh.
How big a dairy was it?
Well, you see, that was when he was a young man, and I believe he said that they owned 25 milk cows, and then they didn't have milking machines, and he told me how many cows that he milked and how many cows his brother milked before, you know, they could get started school, and the dad also helped them. Mm-hmm. But really, I forgot how many cows that, you know, each one of them milked. But they had to do those things before they could leave for school.
Oh, I bet they had a time, didn't they?
They really had a lot of work to do. They sure did.
You know anything about raising cotton?
Oh, yes. I know a lot about raising cotton.
How'd you chop cotton?
Well, with a hoe, and you just leave one stalk, you know, in about 6 to 8 inches apart.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. What, did you have a name for the undesirable grass in the field?
They had plows. But they plowed it with the horses,
mm-hmm.
and single-foot plow stop.
Okay,
we used hoes to keep the grass out.
Mm-hmm.
We had hoe quite often, it plowed quite often.
Okay. What about various kinds of fences?
Of what?
Fences.
Fences? Well, I remember the rail fences.
Okay, what?
But, for years we've had barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Fences. All right, rail fence, what kind was it? Was it kind of zigzag fence?
Uh-huh, it was. And they split the rails with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
But they lasted for years. So my grandmother told me they didn't have to build fences often, but they were split with an axe.
Mm-hmm. Here's something you ought to know about. What's the term you'd use to describe your best china? Oh, excuse me, I gave it away, didn't I? You'd call your best dishes your china, wouldn't you?
You mean now what I enjoy most.
All right, now what would you call your best dishes? Your china? I gave that one away. I didn't word it right. Would you call your best dishes your china?
Uh-huh, sure.
Okay. Did you ever use something to get a hen to start laying? That